Run Your Story family. This is Allison Gilliard with Run Your Story, where every story needs to be heard. And this one is absolutely precious, and so thankful for Cicely Hardy, not only sharing her run story, but also part of Mr. Will Wright. And I can't think of anyone better to be able to do that than Cicely, who for the past 13 years has ran with Mr. Will. And the stories that she shares, the memories that she shares, is absolutely precious to our community, and I'm holding on tight to them because, wow, it was just extraordinary to sit down with someone who knows what it's like to carry on a legacy and to carry on a story. And that's it. That's the thing with this that I got from this, and that is Mr. Will's story will continue on within Cicely and within the rest of us that knew Mr. Will and had the pleasure of whether running beside him in his Azalea Trail race or cheering him on or seeing him day by day. Guys, this was really cool, and a special shout out to Mr. Will's family. He is forever missed in our running community, but his legacy lives on. Again, in each of us, but especially in Cicely. And so thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story and for sharing your heart. And all the goals you have for running is absolutely incredible, my girl. And cannot wait to see you continue on to do them. So speaking of legacy, Victory Health Partners has done an outstanding job for the past 20 years providing health care to the uninsured. So if you or you know somebody that's between the ages of 19 to 64, definitely check out Victory Health Partners, which treats the whole person, not just the symptoms, but looks at them spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, like how as a whole person can you be treated? And that is absolutely beautiful. They believe in movement and believe that our bodies were made to move and the power of exercise. And so it's just been really cool to work alongside these doctors and the MAs and the volunteers. Everyone comes and wants to give the best health care possible at Victory, and that's pretty special. And so thank you so much to Victory Health Partners for powering up our podcast. Definitely check them out. They have a really cool event coming up the end of this month that you guys might be interested in. It's Hope for Healing. Tim Tebow is coming. Not a runner, but we'll let him make the podcast in this little intro. So definitely check it out. Again, it's Hope for Healing. But if you're interested, there's also so many ways to get involved, from the food pantry to volunteering to helping out. It's absolutely incredible. And Victory's always looking for ways to give back to the community. And so truly thankful to be a part of the Victory Health family and for them believing in this podcast and believing in the running community. And what a legacy that that's been established through Victory Health Partners. All right, guys, get ready, get set, and go run with my friend Cicely and Will and their run story. Well, thank you, Cicely, so much for being here.
Yes, thank you.
What an honor. And not only are you going to be sharing your story, but also of Mr. Will Wright. And that is such an honor for this moment. So thank you so much for doing both.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
So let's get started. What is your run story?
Okay, so in elementary school, I went to Mirabee Austin, and every week we'd have a track day, and for every lap you ran, you got a popsicle stick, and at the end of the PE class, the teacher would count them and write your number down, and for however many miles you got to, we would get these little toe tokens. I don't know if you know what they are.
Yeah.
They're the little plastic feet in different colors, and I had gotten so many miles that she had to special order me toe tokens because she ran out of all the basic colors, and so I get the sparkly ones or whatever, and I really enjoyed it. I would not stop the whole class, and I beat all the boys, and so I'm a member of Spring Hill Baptist Church, and Will was a deacon there, and everybody knew him as a runner, and so during Wednesday night church, my mom had approached him and asked him would he mentor me or take me for a training run and give me some tips, and he said he would. And so we met at Spring Hill College, and he told me, we're going to try for 3 miles, and let's see if you can do it. And I remember running. I was 9, and I remember running, and I was so tired, but I wanted to impress him so bad, so he would keep running with me. And so I ran the whole 3 miles, and I didn't stop, and he was so surprised, and he asked me, would you like to run one of the local races? And I said yes, and so after that, he knew I was serious about it, and he went and got me my first pair of running shoes, which are a size 3. And yeah, I wear 9.5 now.
Talk about growing into your running shoes.
Yes. And so after that, he just kept signing me up for the races. My first one was at South Alabama, where I go to college now. I don't think they have the race anymore. It was the Spirit Run 5K. And I started off way too fast in the beginning. I was so excited and ended up stopping. And Will passed me, and he was like, Cicely, what are you doing? And he's like, you got to pick up the pace. And one of the little girls, who she doesn't run anymore, but she was my competitor for so many years when I was in the younger age groups, she was on my tail. And so I picked it up, and we get to the last hill, and I was moving, and Will beat me. He was 73, and he beat me. But and he was cheering me on, and we were in the last 2 miles away. And me and that girl were sprinted, and I beat her at the end. And so I was the first place female in the age group. And so he's like, well, I guess we'll do the next one. And so 13 more years of racing. Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible. So you said that you wanted to impress him. So did you know who he was and that he was a runner when you guys went out?
Yeah. So okay. We had actually never met before that Wednesday night at church, but everyone knew him. He was a deacon and a big part of the church. And so everybody knew he was a runner, and he was involved with the activity center and all, where all the sports and stuff would take place. So I knew him, but I had never talked to him before. I played a lot of the upward sports, whatever, the basketball and stuff. Wasn't that good at it, but I liked it. So yeah, I'd never talked to him before that, but my mom knew of him and so decided to go up to him and just ask.
Wow. Yeah. And to be 9 and go, I want to impress him.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you say he kept signing you up for races. So was he like, hey, Cicely, you're running this next one? Or would he be like, hey, do you want to run this one?
When we first started running, he asked, but after so many years, no. Sometimes he even tell me the day before, he's like, we have a run tomorrow.
Stop.
Yes. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, he wouldn't even ask me anymore. He knew I'd do them.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and sometimes he forget, because he was so involved with all the registration and stuff. He signed me up. I never had to sign myself up. And he'd go in person, and he was not tech savvy and all. So he'd go in advance and bring all the papers and stuff to the registration. Yeah, sometimes it would be the day before or the night before. He'd be like, we have a run in tomorrow. It's wherever. I'd be like, okay. Yeah.
You're like, I'm glad we didn't make any plans.
Yeah.
So with your training runs, did you guys have specific places that you met up each day to go run? Or
Spring Hill College was our place to run.
Beautiful place to run.
Yes, that was the main place we would run. Other than that, he used to live in a neighborhood called Ridgefield, which is near airport by the Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And it's a huge neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So for our half marathon trainings and stuff when I was younger, we'd run through Spring Hill College and then go up to airport. Yeah, we do super long runs, but most of the time it was Spring Hill College or my mom's neighborhood.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah.
So obviously there have been some lessons that you've learned from running. What have been those lessons?
Well, I'd say my lessons from running would be the lessons I learned from Will. When I was 9, running in his 70s was crazy to me to think about. And I didn't know that he had cancer when I was younger. He told me a few years into us running together that he did, and I didn't know how serious it was. I was young, but just seeing him keep running, and he was struggling with cancer, and especially as he got older in his 80s, he never, ever complained either. And so many people didn't even know he had cancer. He never really talked about it. But just seeing him be in his 80s and struggling with that, and so many times he would fall at the races in the past couple of years. He actually broke his kneecap a few months ago, and he would call me and say, I'm ready to get back to running. And I think he took 2 months off. And he was back running the 5Ks, and one time at a race he fell, and it was awful. He chipped his tooth and skinned his knee real bad, but he was at the race the next weekend running. So I guess just seeing that kind of taught me to value life more and to not make excuses and to persevere. I think that would be my biggest lessons from him.
That's so good. How does it feel? Because you mentioned your first race being at South. Do you have those memories when you walk on campus now or work on campus? Because you're also a student and you work there, right?
Yes.
So how does that feel to be there knowing that was so much a part of growing up running that campus?
Yeah, since he's passed, it has been sad for me, but also good to be on campus. I feel very close to him. And the past week, I've been running almost every day at campus, running a 5K around and thinking about all of our memories and stuff. So it's bittersweet.
Let's talk about, surely you guys had to have a favorite race out of all the races that you guys done. How many races have you done? Do you know?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I think in his running career, he ran for over 40 years, and I think he totaled over 54,000 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, he did 128 marathons, and he was a 50-stater, every state he ran a marathon in, and then he would tell me about his marathons in Greece, Paris. Yeah, man. So he went all over. Before me, he had another running buddy, Don Withers, who passed from Parkinson's a few years after we started running, and they did the 50 states together. Yeah. But my favorite race has been the Mobo Marathon.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And I've only done two. I did the one in 2020 right before COVID. And then, of course, they canceled it till this year. And I ran this year's one. That was such a important race to Will and I because he was surprised that I wanted to do it. I think because he would tell me it's going to be hard. It's 26 miles. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I got it. And
you're like, I'm not nine anymore.
Yeah, I know he was so happy that I wanted to do that because I just wanted to be like him so bad. And so I think that's been my favorite race. I especially like the 2020 course because we went all over Mobile. So after driving on the roads, I'm like, I ran here.
Aww.
Yeah. I think he loved the Mobile Marathon too. He would always say he loved how low-key it was. Like it's not too packed and you don't have to get there extremely early to get your packet and all because it's not a ton of people. So he liked the Mobile Marathon too, but of course he loved the Greece Marathon because that's where the first ever marathon was.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. Oh my goodness. Let's talk about a pre-race routine. Did you guys have one?
Yeah. So when I was younger, he had his Honda Odyssey van and he would pick me up every race from my mom's house. And he would always eat a Pop-Tart, either a strawberry Pop-Tart or a mixed berry Pop-Tart before the race. And he would bring in the car and eat it while he was driving. But he would only eat one. And Pat comes with two. And so I'd eat the other one.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was our pre-race routine. And then we get to the races and do a little warm-up run and chat and talk to all our running buddies. Yeah, when I was younger. And as I got older, I got my own car, of course, and I drive to the races last minute and meet him. And I don't really do a warm-up run anymore. He always did. That was his thing. He loved doing his warm-up run. I just stretch now and just go.
Do you still eat a Pop-Tart?
Sometimes. Now I feel old. I drink a hot coffee and, like, a banana. Yeah. Will loves, he always drank hot black coffee. I have a story about that, too. Mm-hmm. He'd always tell me his stories. He was a Marine, and when he was on the ship, they would run out of creamer so fast. So he always drank coffee with creamer. But since then, he had to get used to drinking it black, and he never went back after he retired. Yeah.
Wow.
But he would tell me, don't drink coffee, it'll mess up your pretty white teeth.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So you cross the finish line, you've enjoyed the race. What does that post-race celebration look like?
Yeah, so as I've gotten older, of course, I beat Will. I would beat Will. And after I'd finish, I'd go back and run to him and bring him in. And then I'll eat whatever they have at the race, and so would Will, yeah. And we just chat with all our running buddies and stay to the awards and then go home, yeah.
So you mentioned you would go back and run to Will. Is that something he did for you when you were younger?
Yes. Mm. I have one of my earliest pictures with him. It was my first half marathon. It was December of 2011, the holiday half marathon.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't train for that like I should have. And I ended up being the last runner. I mean, I finished. I was nine.
Yeah.
I finished. Wow. But, of course, he finished before me, and he ran back and got me, and that's one of my earliest pictures with him is me and him running in to the finish. Yeah, and the cop cars behind us following me. Yeah.
We're going to say that car was there to protect you because you were nine. Yes. You were nine. No one cares about that. Yes. You had personal protection. Yes. Favorite running item?
I love my Apple Watch and my Beat headphones.
Mm.
Yeah, I like the Apple Watch because it's connected to your iPhone, and then after, immediately you can go back and look at your run and all the details. I think that's been the best thing for me. And then I like to listen to podcasts when I run.
Okay.
I can't just have no headphones. I need something to listen to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you listen to just podcasts or music too?
Mainly podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one that I like. It's called The Psychology of Your 20s. It's on Spotify.
Mm.
That's the one I listen to. It has hundreds of episodes and an hour long. So, yeah, I never run out of them.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I gotcha. Okay. Let's talk about running shoes.
Yes. So, I like Brooks. Any Brooks. When I was younger, my first pair of running shoes were New Balance. I would always get New Balance. Will was an Asics man. He loved Asics. All of his running shoes. He had a couple pair of Nikes, but he loved Asics.
Mm.
So for me, Brooks. Yeah.
But when you were nine, there wasn't a lot of shoes for you to be able to choose from when you went and got fitted, right?
Yeah, he took me to, my first pair was from Run and Try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was, I got New Balance. And then I think after that, I had a few pair of Sauconys. Then now I get Brooks. Yeah, there were not that many.
Yeah. Running fuel, especially for the longer runs, because you've talked about the Pop-Tart, the banana, the coffee. So for your half marathon, how do you fuel during the race?
During the race? I've never been the type of person to carry the little gels
okay.
or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't carry anything during the race. Now, for the full marathon, of course, once you get so far into it, they have the stops where they have food
okay.
and stuff. I always eat whatever fruit they have and the blue Gatorade or Powerade. Yeah, I've never carried anything with me running.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. What about Will? Did he take?
Mm-hmm. No, same for Will.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're like, whatever's there.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Is there a favorite running memory?
Yes, I think, of course, my first race was super memorable, but I think the full marathon, my first one in 2020, I have a picture of that memory when I finished before Will, and so, of course, I went back to get him, and he was 82, and he did, that was his last full marathon. He wanted to do more, but I went back and ran to get him, and we crossed the finish line, and the picture I have is right before we hugged, and he was so happy to be done with it. I can only imagine. He's 82.
Sure.
26 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my favorite memory because I felt so proud for him to be my running buddy because coming in after every race, and I'd run back and get him and coming in, everybody's cheering for him. I said, go, Will. And everybody's so shocked to see this old man running. And I always remember feeling so proud to be his running buddy. And for, out of all people, mentor me, you know. Yeah.
I love that. Oh. Is there a meal, especially with your marathons, that you're like, I cannot wait to eat this?
Spaghetti.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, a big, huge bowl of spaghetti.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a certain place or is this like homemade spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti I make. I make protein spaghetti. It's just like protein pasta that I like. Yeah, that's my favorite.
You throw in meatballs too?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like all the protein, red sauce,
Parmesan,
everything.
Like a ton. I put cheese in the sauce. Yeah.
You're like, I earned this. Yes. I'm eating this.
Yes.
That's amazing. Is there a favorite recovery tool that you like?
You mean like foam mats or like rollers?
Yeah,
or
sure. Whatever. Some people have said the couch.
Yeah, I guess the bed for me. I've never used any recovery tools, really, surprisingly. So, yeah, just the bed.
The bed, okay. Gotcha, okay. Let's talk about cross training. Did you guys ever do any cross training?
No, but something I like to do at South, they have the spin classes.
Mm-hmm.
I love the spin classes. I try to go to one every few weeks. They're these short 50-minute classes and loud, upbeat music.
Sure.
And the instructor is super hype. And so it goes by fast. So I think that's something that I do other than running. Yeah.
I like how you said a short 50-minute class.
Well, it seems short.
You're like, a short 50-minute class. It's 50 minutes.
It goes by fast with the music and everything.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm like looking at the time. I'm like, yeah, how much more? Well, let's get this over with. That is hilarious. Okay. Was there ever a race that you guys were like, yeah, I don't like that one?
This is funny because I was looking through your podcast episodes and I just saw something about the Spring Fever Chase. I never liked the Spring Fever Chase.
Okay.
There's one hill on that run that I just hate. And so I would always dread going to that run. And I actually, when I was younger and my mom would come to the races, I think I was maybe 12 or 13. And while I was running, I never talked to anybody during the races.
Okay.
But there was one girl my age, and she was running close to me, and she wanted to have a conversation while we run. And that was a no-no for to my mom, because this was a competition. And so we were chatting and stuff, and I'm supposed to be trying to beat her. And so we get towards the, I think, gosh, it's the Spring Fever Chase, the 10K. Yeah, it's the 10K, and so the last point two or whatever. She's like, okay, let's sprint at the same time, see who beats each other. And so my mom sees us talking, and I know I'm in trouble. And so I end up beating the girl, and after, my mom was furious with me. So I feel like that's another thing.
Oh.
I'm like, this race has bad memories. I got in trouble for talking to one of my competitors. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Now, does your mom run? Did she run?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
She just said.
She would just come to the races a lot when I was younger. Yeah. Yeah, I never did that again.
No. Okay.
You know.
What advice would you give to somebody who wants to start running or walking? Or if they're coming back from an injury? As you said, well, he had injuries, had fallen, that sort of thing. What is some advice you would give somebody that wants to start or coming back from that?
I just say get out there and try. I don't feel like anybody should be embarrassed by how slow they are or if they can't even do a mile. I think just getting out there and trying is the best thing, and to persevere and keep going and try to do it multiple times a week if you can, I say.
That's great. Yeah, 100% agree. What are your goals?
For running?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to be a 50-sayer like Will.
Wow.
Yes. And that will definitely take me a long time. I'm in school, and that's costly. But that is one of my biggest goals with running. I would love to do that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I think, like, I owe it to Will to continue his legacy. Yeah.
So. That's beautiful. Wow. You go get a girl, because, wow. Let's say that the runs get hard and you want to quit. Is there something you tell yourself? Is there something that Will told you?
Will, there was this Bible verse that he would always write in, like, my Christmas and birthday cards, and we would talk about it. Hebrews 12:1, it's run with endurance the race that is set before you.
Mm.
Yeah, I probably got that wrong. But that's always something that I would think about, because he would tell me that frequently. But yeah.
Wow. Mm. What has been your favorite length to run? Whether a training run or whether it's race day, can't talk to your competitors.
Yeah, no.
But what has been your favorite length to run?
I say the marathon.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've only done two. I like to do more. But I think that has been my favorite length to run. Other than that, of course, the 5Ks are the most common races. And I feel like getting a run in under 30 minutes and it's not too hard or not too easy, I think that's always a good run. But the marathon, I think that's my favorite because you have to really push yourself and you feel great about yourself after you finish.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the marathon.
Okay. Okay. When you're not running, what fuels you? What are you passionate about?
So I work at the College of Medicine Microbiology Lab. I graduate in May with my bachelor's in biomedical science.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I start grad school at South in the fall to pursue a PhD. And I research urinary tract infection, bacteria causing urinary tract infection. Yeah, I've been in my lab right now for over a year. Before that, I thought I wanted to be a medical doctor, get my MD. And I shadowed a few doctors, and I just didn't feel passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And then I took a microbiology class, and I was so interested in it. I had over 100 average in the in the class. Yeah, and so I talked to my professor after and said, I would really like to try research and see if I would like that. And I did a directed studies course with him and worked with the bacteria Serratia marcescens, and I just loved it. And I felt like that was a way that I could help people working with pathogens.
Oh, absolutely.
Other than being a physician to do research on infectious disease. Yeah, I felt like that would be a way for me to help patients without being directly involved with them, being on the other side of patient care. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so needed.
So I work with bacteria every day.
That's cool. Hey, yes. That is cool. I like it. Yeah. That's amazing. Any final words of wisdom?
I think that for anyone who wants to start running, to just get out there and try. And Will is the best example of that, and perseverance. And I think if Will was running in his 80s and with cancer, that anyone can get out there and run.
That's a great challenge. That is so good. So now what does it look like to register yourself for races?
Yeah, so last week it was a couple days after he passed, I realized the Oldsmobile AK was coming up. Yeah, I've never had to register myself. So that was extremely hard for me to go online, and it felt so weird. And I do feel a little nervous about it. I know I'll be super emotional that he's not going to be there. But like I said before, I owe it to him to continue running. Because sometimes I just think about that night at church. He did not have to do that for me and take me on the first run. And he did so much more for me than that. I was raised by a single mom who struggled, and like I said, he bought all my running shoes, registered me for all the races, and throughout college supported me. I think that's crazy that we're not even related. Of course, I say he's like a grandfather to me, because he is, after 13 years together. But he was such a great person, and he did not have to do that for me, and he truly shaped my life, and I am who I am today because of Will. He had such a huge impact on me.
That is absolutely incredible. What a legacy. And as I've told you, his story continues on through you, you know, and I thank you for this, because I never got the opportunity to share his story. So through you, his story gets to continue. So I thank you for that. And I can't wait to see you at races and to be able to cheer you on. And
yeah, I'm nervous about it, but I'm not going to quit ever. I just know it would be hard for me without him at the races. Yeah. Since he's passed, so many people have reached out to me through social media, and I feel very supported, and everybody's saying that they're going to be at the race too with me. So I feel a little bit better about it. Yeah.
As I say about the running community, it's one big family reunion. Yeah. And I think that's the reason why I like going to events, because you get to see the grandfathers, your grandparents, have a running mom, these aunts and uncles and cousins and siblings that the one thing you have in common is running. And so it's just everyone's in a different season.
Yeah, and it is so funny. Me being with Will, our huge age difference. Mm-hmm. So all of my running buddies are old people.
But young at heart.
Yes.
But young at heart.
Yes.
Those are the same people that still beat me, by the way. Yeah, so. I love that. Thank you, Cicely, so much for your story and for sharing Will's too.
Thank you.
Cicely, I have no doubt you are going to go on and accomplish all your running goals, girl. Like, no doubt at all. And again, with Will's story running through you, no doubt that you can accomplish any finish line that you set your mind to. And I just want to say how honored and proud I am to be part of such an extraordinary running community that has reached out to Cicely and has said, I'll run with you. And as a reminder to her that Mr. Will was impacted all of us, no matter if you knew him personally or you knew of him, and just to know that that's what we've all strived for, is to be in our 80s, still running, still hitting the pavement, still doing all the things. And I appreciate that so much about Mr. Will's story and what he's done for our running community. and for being such an advocate, whether for Port City Pacers or hitting the pavement or the scholarship for students. Like, truly a gem of an individual, and he has poured that legacy into Cicely, and to see her hitting the pavement, and no doubt you're going to do extraordinary things, and so honored that you're part of this community, and it's a new chapter, a new journey. Looking forward to all the things you're going to accomplish, and again, proud of our running community and all that they do. And super proud of Victory Health Partners and the fact that they love the running community and they're getting more involved with running. And so it's just so exciting to see so many running stories, whatever season they're in, whether it's in the beginning and people finding out that they love running, or you've hit the pavement 1,000 times. Like, doesn't matter. It's absolutely incredible. And every story is so impactful. And Victory believes in that. And that's why they have backed this podcast this month and fueling us up. And again, check them out online, check them out on social media. It's Victory Health Partners. You will be really impressed. And definitely come by. If you ever want to come for a tour, we'd love to give you a tour of Victory Health Partners. If you want to volunteer, we love volunteers. So there's always a place for you to be involved. That goes for the running community, to Victory Health Partners, to any nonprofit that you believe in and advocate for. Get involved. Find a place to plug in. And that's exactly what Cicely's mom did. She said, my daughter needs a place. And that place was with Will running. So that's just so cool. Absolutely love that. Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. They make this podcast possible and they keep us funded so it doesn't come out of our own bank accounts. And so truly thankful for our Patreon supporters. They make this possible. And love, love, love our Patreon supporters. And so incredibly thankful for Mars Hill for providing us a very safe place to be able to record and to share our stories, whether it's realizing that your running buddy's not going to be here at the next race, or a time of healing, or a time of being open and vulnerable, because it's hard. It's hard sharing our stories, no matter how great or how hard we think they are. It's hard. And I'm extremely proud of every single person that comes and sits down and shares their stories, because they're that impactful. And I know the impact they leave on me, and I can't imagine, like, just extraordinary humans. So thank you to everyone that comes and shares our stories. Thank you to our listeners. And of course, thank you to Gilliard Tech Services. He makes us all sound great, and he definitely keeps up the website, and you guys are going to want him because he has been a busy man with websites. And so whether you need to freshen up an existing one or you want to create a new one, whatever it is, he can definitely sit down with you and help you create that vision. So he does really cool stuff. So definitely check him out. Again, social media and his website, Gilliard Tech Services. You guys will be super happy with his services. And as always, thank you so much to Cicely for sharing your story and opening up about you and Will and just the legacy that you're creating and honoring his legacy. And that is absolutely beautiful. So can't wait to see you at races, my friend, and can't wait to cheer you on. And so grateful for this running community. You guys are absolutely incredible human beings. All right, guys, until next time, go run your story, because every story needs to be heard.